Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Mealy moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mealy moves to third. Ward moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. Rivera moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harshman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Hegan reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hegan moves to third. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Strickland moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive towards third. Hatfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Strickland moves to third. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby throws the ball into Dropo, who tags Smith trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Strickland scores. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Les Moss. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler tags and scores. Dropo tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harshman takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. Minoso scores. Rivera moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera tags and scores. One out. It's 6-2, White Sox. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Art Houdeman now pitching. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 1 in the game. with two walks. Harshman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Hatfield moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hatfield scores. Harshman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-2, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Harshman moves to third. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harshman scores. Fox moves to third. It's 9-2, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Doby moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill pinch hits for Preston Ward. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.